Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. We are doing what we do for the people. Obviously, the audio, it isn't the best, but we're doing what we do for the people. We brought our mic up. It didn't work. We're going to plan B, which is some headphones. It's going to be all right. Let's go through this very quickly so you don't have to listen to this audio for too much longer. The Panthers taking on the West Tigers is the first game of your Super Saturday. It is going to be a really interesting game. Obviously, the Tigers, they do get back into this side, Lachlan Galvin. They also get back John Bateman, who was obviously out last week for the West Tigers as well. I'm very excited to see how they go. An interesting in, and obviously he's been playing halfback in New South Wales Cup. Too, which has been quite interesting, is Brent Naden. He comes into the side in the centres. Solomona Fatape has been dropped. Now, speaking of droppings, we've had a very interesting late drop here. For the Penrith Panthers, it is Taylan May getting dropped out of this side. Paul Alamotti is set to make his Penrith Panthers debut, and I'm very keen to see how he goes. Obviously, in this Penrith Panthers system, was rumoured to be coming in the forwards as well, which was very strange, but it does look like he will get his first crack in a Panthers jersey in the centres. Let's go through these lineups. For the Panthers, we've got Dylan Edwards at fullback. We've got Tania Taruva and Brian To'o on the wings. Isaac Tungo and Paul Alamotti in the centres. We've got Jerome Luai and Brad Schneider in the halves. Moses Leota and James Fisher-Harris in the front row. Mitch Kenny at 9. Scott Sorensen and Liam Martin in the back row. Isaiah Yeo at 13. Dane Laurie, Lindsay Smith, Liam Henry, Luke Garner on the bench. For the Tigers, Jareem Buller is at fullback. Charlie Staines and Junior Tupou are on the wings. Brent Naden and Justin Olam in the centres. Lockie Galvin back at 6 with Aiden Caesar in the halves. Stefano Utsukamanu and Dave Clemmer in the front row with Abby Korosau at 9. Isaiah Papali'i and John Bateman in the back row for Nuapole at 13. Latu Fainu comes back into the team at 14 with Alex Twall, Alex Saifarth, and then Samuela Fainu also coming back onto the bench for the West Tigers. For me, I feel like this could be a very even battle. I wouldn't go too far against you if you were to tip the West Tigers at the line here. I don't know if they do win the game, though. I think that it is going to go the way of the Penrith Panthers in this one. I'd be tipping the Penrith Panthers head-to-head. In terms of any time try scorers, we don't have the crossbet odds up in front of us, but we will be giving you our try scorers. For the Penrith Panthers, I'd probably be going down the line of Brian To'o on that left-hand side. I think they are going to get a lot more ball on that left-hand side here. And obviously, Brian To'o goes over. Charlie Staines has been a little bit 50-50 with defence. And obviously, Brett Naden playing a whole different position in reserve grade there as well. So I think that he might struggle a little bit defensively. Brian To'o, I think, will score a try on that left-hand side for the Panthers. As for the West Tigers, I'm probably going to go the way of Justin Olam here. Justin Olam has been terrific for the West Tigers coming in. I think he does score a try on that left-hand side as well. Brian To'o, Justin Olam, and the Penrith Panthers to win. And as I said, all of the odds here for our crossbet multis will be coming up on the post tomorrow. So no odds as we have them here recording on this Friday night. The next game on your Super Saturday is the Gold Coast Titans taking on the Manly Seagulls. For the Titans, obviously the biggest out, of the day is Jaden Campbell. He is out of this game for the Titans. AJ Brimson, he moves to fullback. Tanner Boyd comes back into the side at 5'8". Kieran Foran keeps his spot at halfback. Obviously, then, for the Manly Seagulls, we have a few outs here. Toe Sipley is out. Josh Aloye is out with suspension. Jackson Paulo is out. And then Ben Trbojevic also out of the team as well with injury there. He obviously did his hamstring last week. Jason Saab, though, he returns to the team. Matt Lodge returns and starts in the front row. Might be a late change to see him go back to the bench. Obviously, his first game after a pretty hectic ACL injury. He isn't one of the youngest forwards either on the park, so we might see a late change for him to go back to the bench. Another big in here for the Manly Seagulls is obviously Ruben Garrick, and he has been terrific for the Manly Seagulls to start the year as well. Let's go through this 1-17 for the Gold Coast Titans. We've got AJ Brimson at fullback, Alafiana Khan-Pereira and Jojo Fifita on the wings, Brian Kelly and Harley Smith-Shields in the centres, Tanner Boyd and Kieran Foran in the halves, Mo Fotuaika and Jamin Joloff in the front row, Chris Randall at 9, Dave Fifita and Bo Firma in the back row with Klesser Haas at 13, Sam Verrills, Aaron Clark, Isaac Liu, and Josiah Pahulu on the bench there for the Gold Coast Titans. For the Manly Seagulls, we've got Tommy Turbo at fullback. We've got Jason Saab and Tommy Talau on the wings. Tolu Taukula and Ruben Garrick in the centres. Luke Brooks and DCE in the halves. Taniela Paseka and Matt Lodge in the front row at the moment with Lockie Croker at 9. Hamole Olakau'atu and Corey Waddell on the back rows with Jake Trbojevic at 13. Carl Lawton, Ethan Bullimore, Aaron Woods and Dean Madison, coming onto the bench here. A big in there as well. Obviously, he didn't play a lot of football last year, but when he did, he played a little bit more rotational hooker and obviously a little bit in the halves as well, standing in, but mostly played a bit of a middle role. So very interested to see where he comes into this game. In terms of try scorers here, I'm probably going to go the way of AJ Brimson. I think AJ scores a try in this game. And then going on that same note, I'm probably going to go with Tommy Turbo to score a try as well, taking the two fullbacks here. In terms of who wins this game, I'm probably just going to sway the way of the Gold Coast Titans. It is a dry track in the afternoon. I think that they could get the upset here over the Manly Seagulls. As much as I want to go ahead and tip Manly, I think the Titans do get the upset on a dry track on a Saturday afternoon. It just spells for a Titans upset. So I am going to go ahead and take the Gold Coast Titans. And then the last game of your Super Saturday is the Broncos taking on the Canberra Raiders. For the Broncos, Bentakura comes out of the side. He was obviously in the reserves before, but he comes out. As for the Raiders, Zach Hosking obviously did his shoulder, popped his shoulder out last week. So he is out. Atamori Otta comes into the back row. And Trey Mooney comes into the side too in jersey number 16. Simi Sasagi also coming into the 17 there in jersey 15. Where he comes into the game, it'll most likely be in that back row position, which is the role that Atamori Otta did play off the bench. Let's go through the 17s. For the Broncos, we've got Reece Walsh at fullback, Corey Oates and Jesse Arthurs on the wings, Tony Staggs and Selwyn Cobbo in the centres, Ezra Mam, Jock Madden in the halves, Corey Jensen and Fletcher Baker in the front row with Billy Walters at 9, Jaden Hunt and Jordan Ricci in the back row, Paddy Carrigan at 13, Tyson Smoothie, Xavier Willison, Kobe Hetherington and Tristan Saylor on the bench. For the Raiders, Chevy Stewart is at fullback, James Schiller and Xavier Savage on the wings. James Schiller obviously just signing with the Newcastle Knights for next year as well. Massive signing, and I think he'll do very well there on that right edge. Obviously, replacing Dominic Young. They really haven't found that replacement yet. I think he'll be a great fit in. Obviously, if you want to hear the full reaction of this signing, it is already on the podcast. Matt Tumoko and Sebastian Chris are in the centres. Ethan Strange and Jamal Fogarty are in the halves. Josh Papali'i, Joseph Tarpanay in the front row with Danny Levi at 9. Huddy Young and Addy Mariotta there in the back row with Morgan Smithies at 13. Tom Starling, Simi Sasagi, Trey Mooney and Basame Solo on the bench. For me here, you got to go with the Brisbane Broncos. I think they do get the win. Yes, the Raiders had a very good game last week against the Titans. They did get the golden point victory, but I think the Broncos, they could play themselves into a really big game here at Suncorp. It could be 13-plus territory here. I think the Broncos could play out of their skin. Reece Walsh in this side, been electric over the past few weeks. A lot of opportunities, though, didn't come off for him last week, but I feel like he is going to get better and better coming back from this ice hockey injury. I think that he is going to take this Broncos side to a win. In terms of my anytime try scorers for this game, I'm going to take Reece Walsh out the back there at fullback to score a try for the Brisbane Broncos. And then as for the Raiders, I'm sticking with my main man, Xavier Savage. He is in our try scoring trifecta on Crossbet under the BTFU Hub. If you want to copy any of our scrum multis from the BTFU Hub as well, make sure to download the Crossbet app. If you're going to have a punt with anyone today, do it with Crossbet, but most importantly, do it responsibly.
That's full time. See you in the next one.